It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My next guest is one of our radio hosts, Rich Jennings. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Shelley. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for calling in today. Rich, you're the host of Friday Tidelines on 102.7 KRNN. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you get into broadcasting?
Well, so my job took me to Petersburg, just south of here. And in 1990, and 3 years later, I volunteered to start doing DJ work at a sister station, KFSK, there in Petersburg, and the rest was history.
And this is one of your song selections that you gave me when we found out that you're going to be on the show today. Let's listen to it for a second. What is that song? Why did you select it? And is that what you mostly play on your show?
I've played that on the show. And it's kind of a my life's paradigm. And it's pop country. And it exemplifies the variety I like to try and provide on my show.
Got it. So you are the host of Friday Tidelines, 5 to 7. And you do kind of a rock and roll version. One thing that's unique about your show is that you like to include a trivia game with prizes. What made you want to start doing that?
Well, so I've been listening, and I remember when I was a kid, there was some of that that went on, and I thought that would be interesting. And it was a game to try to get a dialogue, try to get a feel as to who's listening, what their interests were, and that kind of thing. And so, and that kind of gave me some ideas, and then we went from there. I just, I've got thousands and thousands of trivia rock questions that I've got at my disposal, and that I actually, I think of as I continue looking through my vast array of information that I'm looking at for music.
I just started another song that you gave me to play today. This is Up, Up, and Away, The Fifth Dimension. Listen to a second. Oh, that's a classic.
It is.
Do you have any trivia questions for me today? I'm not very good, but I'll take a stab at it.
Well, so, yeah, I do. And this is going to relate to probably, it is, not probably, but it is, in fact, the only number one single that Bob Dylan has ever had on the charts. And it's the last song that he just cut. Do you know what that is?
The last song that he just cut?
Yep.
I don't know what that is. No.
It's entitled Murder Most Foul.
Huh. No coffee for me, I guess.
Well, then I can't go along with the question. I didn't give you the question yet. The question I had was, what's the theme of that song?
Is it birds?
It's actually based on a true story, which he's got a whole number of. A lot of people may remember Hurricane, and the Hurricane, that was about Hurricane Smith. Again, that was based on the fact it was a boxer that was in prison and got Bob Dylan's attention. He wrote about Hurricane Smith and then went ahead and tried to help get the man out of prison. But anyway, so Murder Most Foul, it goes back to John F. Kennedy's assassination.
I see. Wow. Well, and I didn't know that, but I learned something today.
The melody is, I mean, it gets you into it. You have to listen to it, but the melody is haunting, and the words are just bizarre and relate to a whole hodgepodge of things that were happening about the time of Kennedy's assassination. Very, very well done song.
I'll check it out. So unfortunately, since we at K2O closed our doors to the public, we have had to suspend all of our live hosted shows on KRNN and KXLL. But the good news is you were equipped to start producing your show at home. Would you tell us a little bit about how you do that?
So actually, again, it goes back a little bit to history. I did that a little. I was doing KFSK, and then I moved to Hoonah in 2007. And I was asked by Tom Abbott, the manager, still is a manager, general manager at KFSK, if I could continue doing shows in a virtual sense. And so what I was doing is burning CDs. Well, I had to get some equipment, some real basic equipment. So I got a soundboard with a double CD, and I got a microphone, and I got some software, and on my computer I was able to put it all together. And so I left Hoonah many years ago, but I still had the equipment. I was able to salvage all that, put it all together, and I was ready to go and start doing the show, my show, Friday afternoons, from home. And then what I do is I just go ahead and put that in Dropbox, send it to you, and we're off and running.
And it sounds really good. So you're doing a great job with that. And thanks for sharing your secrets there. Well, Rich, that's just about all the time we have to talk with you today. Thanks so much for producing that show at home. It really does just kind of, it's just nice to hear a familiar voice on the radio these days. So I really appreciate that. And you gave me one last song to play. It's in the background here. Do you want to introduce it as we say goodbye?
Sure. It's Classical Gas by Mason Williams. It's an instrumental. And actually, I have almost got I've been playing that on my guitar. There's a person that teaches it online, and I just about got the intro down. Extremely complicated touch and go on the guitar, but it's really, really great.
Rich Jennings, host of Friday Tidelines. Tune in this Friday and every Friday at 7 p.m. on KRNN Juno to catch his show. Thanks again, Rich, for speaking with me today. You have a good one.
Thank you, Shelley. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.